shells you collected for Mummy?
Yes. From the seaside.
From the seaside?
I bring them home.
You brought them home for Mummy? Did you get them this morning?
Yeah. My grandma gave me that pool.
Grandma and Grandad? Was it from Blackpool? I think it was from Cleveland's, wasn't it? It was somewhere near Blackpool.
It's not near us. It's Blackpool.
Is it? All right.
No, seaside.
Well, it was the seaside near Blackpool, wasn't it? It's where there are a lot of pebbles on the beach.
Yeah, and there's some stones on the beach.
You brought some stones home, didn't you?
Yeah, seaside.
And seaside, because we've got some in the garden that you brought before when you've been to stay. If you know all your windmills. Those are in a pot, secured by heavy pebbles, aren't they, that you brought home? There are some lovely ones there.
A big one there.
There is a big one. Let me have a look at it. Gosh, that's a big one. That's absolutely huge, isn't it?
You like big stones?
I do. Look at the colour in that, Thomas. It's sort of a mottled grey, but can you see the really lovely flecks of blue? I mean, that is absolutely gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes, it is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And this is one. You're putting them all in the back of your bicycle, aren't you?
It's the lorry.
Oh, it's the lorry, is it? I'm sorry. And this is another one that I think is lovely.
It's got flags on it.
It's got flags on it. Mm-hmm. Don't throw them in. Don't throw them in. You're making too much noise. Look at this one. I mean, that's much darker.
It's more like toothpaste to me.
Does it look like toothpaste to you? Is it because of the stripe? This has got a line running down the middle, hasn't it? The sun is shining. It's
in my eyes.
It's shining in your eyes. It's a gorgeous day, actually, isn't
it's
it?
It's a good day, all day long.
It's a what day?
A dirty day.
It's not
long.
A dirty, dirty day all day long.
A day, a dirty. You're dirty on your tummy.
I'm dirty on my tummy, shouldn't we? I've had a nice bath this morning. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because somebody wasn't here first thing this morning. Were they?
Oh, that blue caravan did something on me.
What blue caravan?
That blue caravan.
The blue caravan? What blue caravan, darling?
That thing. Lady did half it and did something.
The lady got off a blue caravan to get something?
Yeah, out of the caravan.
She got out of a caravan?
Yeah, and it was a doorbell. Ding dong!
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It wasn't a caravan, darling, it was a van. It was a blue van. She was delivering something. Do you want to see what it was?
Yeah.
You won't believe what it was when I go and get it. You just wait there.
Funkies of sausage!
No, it wasn't sausage. You just hold on there tight.
That lady got.
Well, way before Christmas, Thomas, Mummy ordered some little Christmas books for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's alright, it was from the book catalogue, but they were out of stock.
Not the green lorry.
And so, no, it didn't come in a green lorry. So they said to me, would you still like the books? And I said, oh, yes, please. Because I think they might be a little bit old for you.
Can we read them?
Oh, we can look through them. And it wasn't a blue caravan. It was just a blue van that the mum brought them in this morning.
That's lovely.
We'll keep that because that's the envelope I need to pay the bill and send it back. There are three books. But they're all Christmas.
On that cover for Christmas and Donkey Cat.
It is for the Christmas. This is called the Christmas Kitten.
For Christmas.
For the Christmas has got a kitten. I'll just tell you what it says on the back. It's the day before Christmas. Out in the snow, the little black kitten is cold and hungry and lonely. Nobody seems to want him. No one seems to realise he's all alone and has no home to go to. At last he stumbles on someone who knows just where he belongs. So that's a nice story, isn't it? I'm sure that's going to be
lovely. I'll read this book.
And this one, this is called Christmas in Exeter Street. And I do think this one is a little bit too old for you at the moment, but I know about this book. It says, from top to bottom, the house in Exeter Street is full to bursting.
I did something like you stayed there. I did something like this.
You know, the gate shut now. It says there's a guest in every nook and cranny, and even in the kitchen
sink.
But it's
not my back, can't you, says God.
Well, I think you've drunk it, darling, haven't you?
But I need some more.
Do you? Well, we're going to have something to eat in a minute, because I was just about to get you changed, and then we'll have a bite to eat. And look, the last book, Thomas, is called The Toy Maker. It says, told in two parts, this is the story of a toy maker, Matthew, and the dolls he makes for Mary, his daughter, who is not strong enough to play in the street with the other children. Many years later, Mary...
This is toothpaste.
No, it's not toothpaste, darling. Could I have that, please? Could I have it, please? Don't touch it. Thomas, thank you. Many years later, Mary returns... Thomas, why did he do that? No, because you told not to, weren't you? It says, many years later, Mary returns to the toy shop with her granddaughter and makes some surprising discoveries. So they're all Christmas books, aren't they? And it's not Christmas anymore, still. You're driving off with your stones?
No, it's supposed to be pet stones.
Oh, it's supposed to be pet stones. It's supposed to be quite going to use in his garden. I think you can get in trouble actually for collecting pebbles from the beaches now.
But you're sleeping.
Oh, is Postman Pat asleep?
Yeah.
It must be very early in the morning if Postman Pat is
asleep. You'll see Postman Pat today.
I will, yes. I wonder whether I'm going to see Postman Pat today. He might have a letter for me or a parcel. And if he hasn't, then sometimes he just pops by anyway to say hello. I wonder if he's got any stones on the back of his van. That would be nice if he came to show me some stones. I wonder if Postman Pat's been staying with his grandma granddad in Poulton the Fowl. He might have been to the beach this morning. Because when he goes to the beach, he usually collects some stones for me and some pebbles. It'd be really nice if he had, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be lovely if you had? I think it's time Postman Pat was up. I bet his alarm clock's about to go off. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Good morning, wake, wake, and rise and shine. Postman Pat, time to get up. Now I think he must be fast asleep, Postman Pat. Postman Pat. No, he's asleep. Oh, I shall leave him. I'm going to go and have something to eat. It's a pity Postman Pat didn't arrive. He could have joined me. Hello, Postman Pat. I can see Postman Pat's fine. And John Lewis, I don't think you had this one, have you?
Yeah.
Have you been to the beach to pick up some stones?
Yeah.
Oh, for you. And what sort of stones have you got on the back of your van?
Lots.
Lots?
Mm.
Lots of nice pebbles and things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sue suit.
And what, darling?
Sue suit.
Oh, Tom, see, what's Sue suit?
My first Sue suit on my wheels.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, you're silly, Billy, aren't you? Mm.
I think off my van, yes. There's a stone for you.
Oh, that would be lovely, Postman Pat. Thank you so much.
It's a big rubbly one,
oh,
here.
Oh, gosh, now this is a big one. Heavens, both of that's heavy.
Yeah, that's cold.
You know what it looks like, that? That.
Yeah.
You think we were doing yesterday morning? Watching Auntie Mabel and Pippin. Where did she go?
I don't
know. She went to an ostrich farm. Do you remember the size of the ostrich eggs? They were like this, weren't they?
Where's Pippin looks? Pippin looks. That's his right eye. Something is wrong. With Auntie Mabel running for?
Pippin's realised something's wrong. What was Auntie Mabel running for? Well, Auntie Mabel went to feed her hens, and while she was outside, she heard the telephone ringing, so she ran inside to answer the telephone, and it was her sister, and they were talking for a long, long time. And then Pippin realised that there was a fox going into the hen house, so he ran into the house, and he barked and barked, and tugged at Auntie Mabel's skirt. And she said, "Oh, Pippin, stop it, whatever's the matter?" And then she realised there was something wrong. So she ran outside with Pippin, and she could see the fox, and what did she say?
"Shoo, shoo!
Shoo, shoo, shoo!" She shooed the fox away, because they don't need to be near her.
What for?
Well, because the foxes like to eat hens, and that's not very nice, is it? And chickens?
No.
No, that's not nice.
No.
Why have you got a grin on your face when I'm telling you it's not nice? Here's your cheeky.
Kiss.
You want to kiss me? Oh, you little treasure. Have you missed your mummy?
Yeah.
Have you, darling? I've missed you, sweetheart. Oh, I know you've not been away all that long. It's just like the odd overnight. But, oh, mummy does miss you, Tom. You know that, don't you?
Mm.
You know you're loved.
Yeah.
Don't you? Have you missed Mummy?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Like, can you put some movie stones for me?
Speech.
Speech? You want me to make a speech?
Yeah.
And say thank you so much, Mr. Thomas, for collecting some stones from the beach for me this morning. And
yeah.
Was it sunny on the beach?
Oh, you're not good in the water. Lots of fish and crocodiles bite your nose.
Is that what Grandad said? Lots of fish and crocodiles bite your nose in the water.
And your nose and your belly button.
Oh, goodness me, I'm glad you didn't go in the water in that case. That would have been terrible, wouldn't it? If you'd ended up getting bitten in all those places. No, it's a little bit cold in February if you're going to the sea. But you want me to do? Just have a little walk along the beach. Have a little walk along the beach, Thomas. Stones, aren't they?
What for, Mummy?
What for? Well, we can do anything with them, really, can't we? If you're enjoying playing with them, then we can keep them in the house and play with them.
With my pram.
Your pram? Mm. Your pram? Mm. Do you mean the pram you had when you were a baby?
Yeah.
It's in the loft, darling. Where do you want your pram?
Down here, near.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. You mean your baby walker, don't you? Mm. Do you mean the thing you used to push and it had all the shapes inside, like a blue triangle?
And green triangle and things.
And green triangle and things. You noticed it had gone, have you? Mm-hmm. Well, that has actually gone in the loft as well. Because you don't need a baby walker now, do you? Mm. Have you got some hair in your mouth? Come here, sweetheart. No, we're steady because I might drop you. Oh, dear, big lump.
Mm. Big crocodile lump.
A big crocodile lump. Oh, we haven't been very affectionate this afternoon, have we? Mm, haven't been very affectionate. What can you do something
like that? Yes.
Little Nicky, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, cheeky little Nicky. Come on, Nicky. He's a cheeky little Nicky. Cheeky, cheeky, cheeky boy.
Oh.
Have you been a good boy, Grandma?
I'm getting
dressed. Have you been a good boy, Grandma?
No,
I'm not
getting dressed.
Cheeky little Arab. I'm going to go now and get this little baby changed.
No!
Yes, I am, because I'm holding him in my arms and I can
No, you're gonna get
it! And when he's in my arms, I can carry him, I can kiss him, I can love him and rock him and cuddle him.
I can get it!
Come on, little Arab, let's go and get
your drink. I'm getting it!
I'm getting it! And then, shall we have something to eat?
Mm.
What would you like to eat?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches? All right. What would you like in your sandwiches? You've dribbled all down your chin.
Your chin again.
You know when you asked before where your pram was and I said it in the loft? You know the pram you had when you were a baby?
Mm.
Well, I don't really remember it, but you had a beautiful pram when you were a baby.
And
Everything in your bedroom, the wallpaper and the curtains and the duvet cover and the cart.
Again, again.
All came from a firm in Huddersfield called Mamas and Papas.
Papas, your papas on you.
And listen.
Yes.
When we went through Huddersfield this morning, I'm talking to you. Listen. Listen. My mummy's on the train. Mummy's on the train this morning. What was mummy doing? I wasn't a train driver, I was on a train. But we went through Huddersfield. And outside of Huddersfield was a very, very big grey building. Lots of lorries outside, and they were all being loaded up. And do you know what it was? It was the Mamas and Papas factory where your pram was made and where your curtains
were.
And they were loading all these big boxes into lorries. And I thought, some of those will be going to John Lewis. And then somebody, like Mummy and Daddy, will be going to the shop and thinking, that's a nice pram, I'll have that for my little baby. You're too big for your pram now, aren't you?
Yes.
Giggler, what's the matter? You're glad to be home?
Yes.
Come on, let's go and get changed.
No.
And then when I shall change you, because when I've got that tummy there, I'm going to go tickle, tickle, tickle. I'm going to open these poppers and I'm going to look at that tummy and I'm going to go tickle, tickle, tickle. I am. Is that a big knock?
Yeah.
You've been using your potty lot at London Rumbles, haven't you?
My big poos.
You've been using it far more there than you do here.
Yeah.
Is this something we've got to do?
No.
You don't want to be in a nappy?
Yes.
No, you don't. It's much more fun sitting on that potty. You can't go running up to people and showing them what you've got in your nappy. Look, show people what you've got in your potty, can't you? And everybody says, hooray!
Yes.
You've been clever using it while you've been away, haven't you?
Never with it.
You're really proud of yourself when you used it.
Yeah.
Well then. Do you know what? If you used your potty, I would give you a little sweet.
Give again.
What do you want me to do?
Bite my finger.
You want me to bite your finger?
Yeah.
That's silly, you're dribbling a lot today, aren't you?
Give again.
No, you're getting so excited and giddy. Please, don't put your fingers in my mouth. Wait! Cheeky monkey. No. Right, because of that, you're coming with me now.
That's
over my shoulder.
No. Help.
Help. I've got him now.
Tickle.
You're tickling, Mummy.
Yes.
Right, there you are. Sit down. Come on.
Help.
You're squealing like a little pig, aren't you?
Yes. It's too smart.
Is that the noise that piggies make? Come on, son. Come on, you said you wanted a sandwich. Let us get you dressed. And we can You see, listen, Tom, she wouldn't have to do this. Can I talk to you?
No.
Listen, you wouldn't have to do this if you were using your pot. Would you like a pillow?
No.
Come on, lie still now.
I need a pillow.
Well, just lie still. Come along, because we haven't a lot of time today.
I need a pillow.
All right, you lie there and I'll get you off. Bye. Come. My head up now. Watch, you don't hit your head on the bowl behind you, because it'll hurt if you do. No, let's see what we've got under here, shall we?
Yes. Big poo.
No, you haven't. Yeah. No, don't do that, Thomas.
Tickle me.
Well, I won't take you in a minute, but I've got to get you undressed.
Take on me now.
No, I won't.
Yay, no, on my foot.
Your smelly little feet, and you want me to tickle them?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Come on, sit up. Sit up, sit up. You just need to cut Tom, just calm down a bit now. Come on. Just calm down. No, come along. Come on, it's late. We need to get our lunch. We've got to go out again. Come on. Quickety, quick. Are you going to tell me what you've done then at Mama's house? Come on.
Yes, it's a poo.
Oh, well, I don't just mean on your potty. I mean, what have you done generally? What have you done all day?
No. Buy some soda juice and my napping.
Don't do that, no. Come on.
My belly button.
Your tummy button.
My belly button.
Can you see it, Thomas?
No.
You're being very silly. No.
Come on, stay away.
No.
You're a silly woman.
Oh, that's a silly woman.
What do you do?
Come on, you're going to get cold.
I'm going out.
You're going to get cold, aren't you? No.
You see a silly woman.
Thomas, that is not nice. If you say that to me again, there's going to be trouble. There will be trouble.
Oh, you silly woman now. You silly woman later.
Don't try and say I'm a silly woman later just to pretend you haven't said it, because you haven't, don't you? I bet there aren't many other little boys who say the mummies are silly women. Are there?
Yeah.
Well, you tell me about somebody, because I don't know anybody who would say that to the mummy. It's very, very rude and very naughty. Purdy's here now. Purdy wouldn't speak to me like that. Would you, Purdy? If she says I wouldn't.
Hello.
Hello. That was a very posh hello. Who is Miss Purdy as well?
I'm having a nappy change.
No, is that what you're telling her?
You have another nappy change, Purdy.
Purdy uses a potty, doesn't she? She doesn't need nappies. Mm-hmm. But she can't be bothered at all.
Purdy, that's a button.
Purdy's got what?
A button.
A bottom? Mm-hmm. Yes, she's got a bottom.
Yes, it is.
There you are. You smell lovely and fresh and clean, don't you? Mm. Is that nice? Yeah. So Mummy's been on a train a lot this week, hasn't she?
Yeah, well, for Mummy.
And to see Grandpa Bilby.
Look, a pony.
Pardon?
Purdy!
Right, come on, back again.
Hello.
No, Purdy's here, come on.
Hello.
Well, let her out, shall we? She looks like she wants to go out. There you are, Puss.
You are, Puss. You're fishing through then, and you can just tell me.
She meant to just sit there a second.
Did you know I can get done?
You sit there one little second.
What for, Mummy?
What for? Because if you don't sit still, you'll fall off.
Slide off.
It will slide off. Please don't move. They were still packed, weren't they? Here we are. Right, sweetheart, come on, please. Come on.
I'm going to blow it with you.
Well, you can blow it in a minute. Let's just get you dressed. You're going to get cold. Look at Purdy outside. What do you think she's doing?
Sniffing your strawberries.
Sniffing my strawberries?
Yeah. Been drilling again.
She wants to come in again?
Yes.
Well, I think she can stay out a bit longer because it's a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be...
You noisy thing, you wouldn't say that at Charlotte's party the other day, would you?
No.
You silly Billy, everybody
else. A big, big loud lorry.
Everybody else sang happy birthday to Charlotte and you wouldn't sing, would you?
No.
What a silly Billy.
Not a big loud lorry, lots of wheels on there, look on the green, red car.
Didn't it? Wasn't that beautiful? Yes, they had it. It was like a car transport or breakdown lorry, wasn't it? A little Tykes twin, it was gorgeous. Well, we'll have to see, Thomas, it's your birthday soon. We'll have to see if you'd like something like that. And when we ask you what you'd like for your birthday, you'll have to remember and tell us. But it was a nice one, wasn't it? Would you like something like that?
Yes, and some crisps.
You want some crisps as well at your party? Mm.
Yeah. I need to make some sausages like that.
Do you? Mm. At your party? Oh. Well, you're having a party then, are you?
Oh.
All right.
Happy birthday, doo-doo. Happy birthday, doo-doo. Happy birthday, doo-doo. Happy birthday, doo-doo. Hooray!
Right, can you put your legs down, sweetie?
Hooray, doo-doo.
Right, little boy.
Happy birthday, doo-doo.
Thomas. Calm down.
You calm down.
You're just being too
pastry. I'm not pastry.
I didn't say you were pastry, I said you were boisterous.
You're boisterous. You're pastry.
Do you? Well, you could have. I was made of pastry. What I'd like you to do is lie still, because this is taking forever. And we really, really are in a big rush, Thomas. And we've got to go back on the train later on.
What? What?
Because I've got to go back to York, darling. So, sooner
you get now. No.
Not just yet, no.
Later.
And then perhaps maybe next week, if Grandad Beale is feeling a little bit better, would you like to come on the train with him and go and see him?
Small little wee-wee, somebody wee-weed on the floor.
Well, you said it smelt of wee-wee, but Daddy and I didn't think it did. It was very clean, actually. Like, come on, socks on.
More like a wee-wee to me.
Did it?
Yes.
Well, it's full of old people, Thomas, older people. Older people are a little bit like younger people. Sometimes come along, please.
I need a big hug.
I know you need a big hug, but let's just get dressed first.
Aww.
I can't hug you when you're climbing down my back, Tom. Right, come along. Let's get your legs in there quickly. That's a good boy.
Breakdown lorry.
A breakdown lorry, yes.
But
four. I think his car must have broken down. Either broken down or perhaps they've had a bit of an accident and the driver's had to bring them home.
Picking my nose.
Well, don't pick your nose, that's not nice.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not nice.
Happy birthday, doo-doo. Happy birthday, doo-doo.
Happy
birthday, doo-doo. Happy birthday, doo-doo.
What are you looking at, Mummy? Cousin. What are you
looking at?
I'm just getting your slippers. Oh, stretch your telephone today. Just hold on a second.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the
moment.
What are you going to sit down in your chair, darling?
Look. Please look. What's this thing? When Felix mean?
Well, Felix is sitting on the window ledge, isn't she, on the outside, looking in. I say she, Felix, I think he's a boy.
Felix is a girl.
No, Felix is a little boy. Tiddles is a girl and Molly's a girl. But Felix is a little boy cat like Ginger. He's Uncle Brian's cat, isn't he?
And Linda's cat. And Linda's Alice.
Linda's dog's called Alice.
Yes.
Well, she's a little girl as well, isn't she?
Well, I'll take this off.
Pardon?
Let your kisses off.
Oh, you're not wiping my kisses.
You'll cry now, Mummy.
I will cry because I've missed you so much.
You'll cry now.
Oh, I've missed you and I think you've missed me, so when I kiss you, don't
I? I like you.
I know you do, I like you. I absolutely adore you, Thomas Henry. You know that, don't you? Mm. You are some sandwiches.
Oh, thanks.
And a little bag of hula hoops, how's that?
Oh, I like hula hoops.
You do like hula hoops, yes, and I've got the same.
Look, this is just a ring.
It's like a ring, isn't it?
You need it.
Yes.
Brush it.
It is crunchy, yes, you can eat it, certainly. What's the daisy?
It's frightened Felix.
Have I frightened Felix by like, dropping the lid of the jam door? Oh, yes, he's gone, isn't he? There you are, there's a piece of cheese as well. Sue's home from work, isn't she?
Mm.
Oh, what am I saying? If she wants to be to work today, it's Saturday. She's just pulled up in the car, that's all. I was a bit confused. Right, I think I shall have a nice cup of coffee, Thomas, at my lunch. What would you like to drink?
What cup of orange?
Orange?
Mm.
Okay. Fridge, I wonder what I've done with it then. See, Mummy, I couldn't see it. There we are.
We are good, you stayed in.
Pardon?
You stayed in. You stayed in.
Pardon, Tony.
You stayed in.
I say again.
We are close now.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, I can't tell what you say. What was that noise?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. Do you like the water filter jug?
Yeah.
Smart, isn't it?
Smart too, for me.
Yeah, especially for you. The other one's a plastic one, that's a glass one. There we are. Mmm. That orange juice tastes very nice, thanks. Orange tropical juice drink. Sounds very exotic, doesn't it? Well, I wonder what Auntie Janet and Uncle Stuart are doing at the moment. Because they're in Spain, aren't they?
Mm.
They won't be cold.
It's a baby cold.
Oh no, you're thinking of Auntie Val and Uncle Stuart with Abigail.
Abigail.
Abigail's your friend and Auntie Val's expecting another baby, isn't she, in Mark? So there'll be two babies for you to play. No, Auntie Janet is my sister. Remember they live in York and have Helen and the three boys and Biff the dog.
Mm.
And when you go, Stuart does lots of drawing with you, doesn't he? Remember?
Mm.
Well, they've gone to Spain at the moment. But she's back next Friday. But she's quite lucky because there'll be somebody else to go and have a look at Grandma and Grandad Bailby, won't it?
Mm. Grandma Bailby, can we fix it? Yes, we can.
Now, if you'd like an apple, you must let Mummy know. You're enjoying those, aren't you?
Mm.
And don't forget to eat your sandwiches and cheese. Look, I've got some as well. Mmm. Nice and crunchy, aren't they?
Someone's birthday, eh?
Pardon?
I think it's somebody's birthday.
You think it's somebody's birthday because we've got nice crisps like this? I'm sure it is somebody's birthday. I don't even know what day it is, Thomas. I think it's the 26th of February.
Don't tell me.
You think so as well, do you? Well, it's Mummy's friend Robert's birthday today.
Robert?
What's Robert? He's Mummy's friend. I don't think you've met Robert, have you?
No.
No, Robert's got some children. And it's his birthday today, the 26th of February.
I'm not like him.
Well, you would if you met him. I'm sure he'd like you.
I don't like you around all day long.
You don't like him all day long?
I don't like the end of bow all day long.
You don't like his about all day long?
No.
Oh dear. Sonia rang up earlier on, didn't she, to see how you were? Joe rang and Lynn rang and Sonia rang. That's three people ringing up to see how we are. That's very nice, isn't it? You should see Grandad Bealby at hospital, Thomas. He's got loads of cards. Nice get well cards. He's got above his bed in hospital, he's got a string that runs from one side of the room to the other. And above the bed where Grandad Bealby is, it's absolutely full of cards. It looks like a washing line, they're all hanging down. And he's got a big window ledge at the side of him. And that's. Have you dropped something, love?
Yeah.
All right. He's got lots of cards. He's got about 20 cards on the window ledge.
Oh.
That's lots of cards. That's nice, isn't it?
It's a crisp.
You've lost a crisp. Oh, never mind. There'll be plenty more. Have one of mine. Here you are. Don't worry about it. We'll find it again. There you are. Have one of mine. Right, all right. Now, please don't forget sandwiches and cheese. Made them specially for you because you said you were hungry. We're having a very late lunch today, aren't we? And then Mummy's got to go again, Thomas. Is that all right? Do you mind? You don't mind me being away, do you?
No.
That's all right then.
I eat my cheese all on my own.
You eat your cheese all on your own. Hello, Purdy.
Hello, Purdy. What's wrong, Pippin?
Hello, Purdy. What's wrong, Pippin? You pretending she's Pippin?
Mm.
We watched Pippin yesterday, didn't we? Does your arm tickle, Thomas?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Your nose.
Tickles my nose? No, but you keep scratching your arm. Does your jumper tickle?
No.
You look very tired. Are you tired?
No.
No? You've got so much in your mouth, you can't talk, can you?
No.
That would be lovely on video, Thomas. Looks like a postman, doesn't it? Big red van.
Yes.
You might have Jess with him. I think it's a parcel for us, man. Oh, yes, it's a parcel for us. Hello, boss.
Hello, Pippin.
I think it's Purdy, not Pippin, isn't it?
Hello.
I think he might be driving off in a minute, Thomas. Watch out. Oh, yes, he's gone.
I've watched him.
I wonder what he was delivering. What do you think he was bringing up?
Letter.
Letter? Sounds nice. think he's just driven around the back, don't you?
Two.
I think it's the same van. I think he's just driven around the back.
Two vans.
Two vans?
Turn around now.
You think he's turning round now, do you? Mm. Not only. Why are you putting your hands over your ears before you crunch your hula hoops? Do you enjoy listening to the sound?
Mm. It's Chris. Run away.
Pardon?
And then my grandma goes crunching like that.
You enjoy crunching like that, do you?
Show you.
You want to show me?
Push out. Like
that. All right, well, I'll do that. What do you do? Put a hula hoop in your mouth. Put your hands over your ears and crunch. Mmm, sounds very loud, doesn't it?
It is for me.
Did you just discover how to do that? Or have you seen somebody else do it? You had? Who had you seen do that?
Isabel.
Isabel? Does Isabel do that? Oh, wow. There you are. Sliding over a bit now, Thomas. Think it's going to rain?
Think it starts.
Think it's going to start? Mm. Oh, I hope it doesn't. We don't like the rain, do we?
The big spider.
A big spider, where?
There, up there.
There isn't, you're just pointing anywhere. Are you doing that to frighten me? I don't think there's a big spider up there, do you?
A big goat.
Do you? Have you noticed on your bib you've got a picture of a frog?
It's a mocus.
That's all there is now, Thomas.
You've got some more.
Oh, no, but they're mine, aren't they?
It's mine.
Would you like to share them? What do you say?
It is.
There you are. Please have a bite of your sandwich before I give them to you. It's a nice sandwich.
Don't listen.
No, come on, it's lovely. You said you were hungry, Tom. You've not eaten for a long time.
No, only listen. You're sharing this one.
No, I'm fine, darling, thank you. I've got some here.
You're sharing mine.
Oh, I'm sharing yours now, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's very kind of you. Thank you, darling. So what did you say to Michael when he'd finished cutting your hair?
Thank you so much.
You said thank you so much? Oh, was he pleased? That Grandad was proud of you, wasn't he? For being so polite.
Come on, my hair. No, well, it's not hello.
Oh, he was cutting round your ear, and what did he say? Don't worry, I won't hurt you.
No. Not Grand.
You didn't cry today, did you?
No.
You didn't cry at the barber's. You were a brave boy. You were a little bit worried though, were you, when he went round your ears?
Yeah.
Did you think he was going to cut you?
Yeah.
Stick your ear off?
Yeah.
Oh, but he said, don't worry, I won't hurt you, didn't he? No, take the bag of it out of your mouth. That's a good boy. Thank you.
Some more.
Yeah, there aren't any more. There you are. Did you want just a piece of bread rather than a sandwich?
Just a piece of bread.
Just ordinary bread? Have you got enough sandwiches? What's for sandwiches? Don't roll that because it won't tip some at all.
No,
you don't
roll there, don't there. Rolly.
No need to go roly roly with this, is there at all?
Yeah.
Anyway, would you like that?
Yes.
What'd you say?
Yes, please.
Oh, dear. Excuse me, please. He's sneezing. I feel quite cold, actually, Thomas. You feel cold?
Oh, I'm not a funny lady. I'm a funny lady.
You're a funny lady, or I'm a funny lady.
I'm a funny lady.
You're a funny lady. Yes, you are quite a funny lady. Oh, I think you were talking about that lady on Teletubbies. I've forgotten her name, but she does some funny things, doesn't she?
That I could tell that I heard her say...
Did she?
That bear says...
A bear says that as well. It is a funny noise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, the Teletubbies make funny noises, don't they? Hey, Apple. What else do they say?
Hello, Lola.
Hello, Lola.
Every day, little gypsy.
I suppose that isn't too strange, is it? Because we say things like that when we see them. We say, hello, Lola, hello, Dipsy. But they have little songs that they sing, don't they?
A little bit different. I've finished that.
Have you? Is it nice?
Yeah.
Tasty. And don't forget, if you like an apple, just say, peel the one.
Look, this is a snake.
It is like a snake, yes. You pull a piece of bread apart and it looks like a long snake, doesn't it?
It's more like a snake to me.
Does it look more like a snake to you? You're asking a lot more questions than you were last week, aren't you?
What for, Mummy?
What for, Mummy, precisely? You're saying that an awful lot, aren't you, what for, Mummy? Eat sensibly, Thomas. You've got to have good table manners.
I like a bird. Treat.
Oh, you're like a dicky bird. You're doing what you did last week, aren't you, at the Charles Study Centre?
What's on?
I think Elaine found that very funny that you thought you were a little... Not a little bird, but a little mouse going tweet. Would you like a drink? I've made a cup of coffee and I'm really enjoying it, Tom. Oh, look. Found some more crisps in that packet.
And to read them in there. No one needs to read it.
Thomas, what kind of thing I've given you?
Let me read that one. You're good. I need to read that. in there.
I have left them there, darling. I haven't touched them.
No, no, I need them. I need them in your mouth. I need them. I need them.
Thomas, it's a nurse, Matty. You just... I think you've had such a busy day. We're only halfway through. It's all too much.
Mama, you're like this.
Oh, darling, I haven't eaten your crunch.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well,
Mama, get it. Mama.
No, listen. Mummy picked up the package. It was her empty package, as I thought. When I picked it up, it wasn't empty. It had crisps in it. So I'm giving them to you. Chris, they were, but they weren't mummies to start with. I've shared them with you.
I'm not need to share with you.
Oh, you? Oh, dear. Well, I'll take them back then, shall I?
No, take them back to me. Take them back to me.
Take them back to you?
Yes.
Oh, you look so tired. Do you want to look and see me, treasure?
No, take them back.
Oh.
No.
I don't know what the matter is with you.
No.
Thomas, what's the matter?
I need my crisps back.
Just the bat on your plate.
I need them more.
I want some more.
Yes.
Oh, come on now. I wish I'd not given any to you if you're going to be like this. Because you thought they'd gone and you were quite happy.
More.
No. And I certainly don't give things to somebody who just said more.
Mum!
What about please may I have?
Please may I have later. No! Oh no, 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 no! No! What are you eating?
I'm eating a sandwich that I made, which is more than you've done. I made all those sandwiches and you haven't touched them.
Need to get down.
Why do you need to get down, Thomas?
Please, your sandwiches.
No, I can't eat your sandwich as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
Darling, if you don't want to eat it, fair enough.
You'll eat it.
No, I can't manage to eat your sandwich as well. We'll just
yes,
eat
you do. Yes, Mum. Yes, you do.
No. I can't manage another sandwich. We'll just leave it. I'll wrap it up in some foil. And then perhaps this afternoon.
Wrap it up.
Yes, all right. Perhaps this afternoon, a lot later on, you might be a bit more peckish.
No. Out. I stole out. No, out, out. Sit down. Down.
All right, Trevor.
Down.
Yes, I think we'll get you down. Have a bit of a rest.
The naughty that we don't do
make. Oh, don't you? You don't sound very happy, Thomas.
Mum, down, down, down. Mum, mum.
What would you like me to say?
What's up, Pat, today?
I wonder whether I'll see Postman Pat again today. I doubt it because it's lunchtime now. In fact, most people have had the lunch. I doubt very much whether Postman Pat's here. Anyway, if he does come to see me, there's something I'd like to show him. Something that I can see when I'm sitting in my chair that I've not noticed before.
Postman Pat's head.
Postman Pat's head?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Postman Pat's head?
Imagine if I was seeing it.
No, I can't see anything. I can just see something that I'm keeping an eye on from my chair. And if Postman Pat comes to pay me a visit, I'll show him what I can see. It's quite interesting. I think I can see his van. In fact, his van's parked right outside of my house. But there's no Postman Pat inside. First one back. Perhaps I'll give him a ring. Oh, here he is. Who's Pat? Just come here. Hello, how nice to see you. How are you?
What are you saying?
Oh, you come with me to the window, Postman Pat.
Yeah.
Do you remember last Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
We went for a walk and it was a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah.
That was before we knew anything was the matter with Grandad Briarby, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember we went on the monkey path and we saw that very, very tall tree with a bird's nest in it?
Yeah.
And I was just sitting in my chair waiting for the postman. Can you see over there? No, you don't have to look carefully. Can you see the house where the doctor lives with the children? You know what I mean? We watch them coming home from school. And next to their house, you can see the little boy, Sam. You can see his red car, his parents' red car. Now, do you see what I mean, that red car? Now, you look above the red car. No, above. And can you see there's a tree with a bird's nest in it? Can you? I don't know whether you can actually, sweetheart. Shall I stand you up a little bit higher? You look straight over there. Do you see what I mean? You're just breathing on the windows. That's something I did when you went to Grandma and Grandad's the other day. Don't breathe. No, Thomas, don't. I thought I should take you down. Can you see it? You've seen it, haven't you? I know you have now because you said there and you pointed exactly in the right place. Can you see that bird's nest?
Yeah.
You just suddenly saw it, didn't you? So look, we've got two nests to watch now.
Two nests.
Well, there's one at the front. There's one now we can see from this side of the house. And the other one we can see from your bedroom window. Now look at the other funny thing, Thomas. Can you see the blue sky and the sun shining through? Now you look just above Sue's house. Can you see all the rays of the sun coming down? It looks like stripes in the sky. Isn't it just above Sue's house? Do you think it looks like somebody's got a paintbrush and go boom, 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 and drawn lots of stripes in the sky?
No, that's something else that on the wall.
Tom, don't be silly. If it's not Auntie Mabel sat on a wall, that's Mummy having a conversation about sun rays.
That's Auntie Tomty sat on the wall.
No, you're on with something else then. I sing the Archers to you, the theme tune to the Archers, and it goes
Dumpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
Goes Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Oops, you fall in the back of the chair.
All
the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. And the Archers is
Dumpty 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 Dump Oh, this is an ostrich egg.
It's an ostrich egg.
Yeah. A ostrich.
Ostrich. Were you kissing it?
Yeah.
Oh no, you mustn't do that, Thomas. That's not kissing, that's little. Come on, you got them off the beach this morning. Good Lord above, you don't know who's been walking on them or what's happened to them. Yeah, don't lick them. Oh, look who's back. You see, even Purdy's come to see what you're doing.
I licked over these, Purdy.
No, Purdy thinks you're silly. She wouldn't do that.
Yes, the Postman Pat today.
Oh, I wonder if... Well, I have seen Postman Pat because I was sitting on my chair. I saw a bird's nest and I thought, if Postman Pat comes, I'll point it out to him. And he did, and I did.
Yes, the Postman Pat today.
Oh, I wonder if I'll see Postman Pat again today. He might come back to have another look at the bird's nest. Because, do you know, there are birds flying to it. There's a bird that keeps going back to it. Perhaps that's the daddy bird with some worms.
Hello, that's here.
Hello, Postman Pat. Are you going to keep an eye on that bird, that bird's nest?
What's on it?
Well, there's a bird that keeps flying backwards and forwards. I'd imagine it's a a big bird gone to get some worms to feed the baby birds in the nest.
Yeah.
Or perhaps they're still building it and maybe it's
going to get some more. It's more like crocodile to me.
It looks more like a crocodile, does it? Have you seen many crocodiles' nests in trees?
Yes.
Have you? Yeah. Oh, I thought you might have done.
Purdy's
not a crocodile. She's got sharp teeth though, hasn't she? As you've discovered when you pull the tail and she's gone.
Purdy's a crocodile.
No, she's not. She's not. She's a beautiful pussycat.
No, that's not. Purdy's a crocodile.
Let me see Grandma's cat this weekend. Oh, be careful. What colour's Grandma's cat?
Black.
Black and white, isn't it? Like Phoenix.
I can't.
And like.